In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
First of all, we need to remark that today is the feast day of Saint Cecilia, who is one of the great martyrs of the early church. She gave up her life willingly rather than reject the vow of virginity which she had made and marry a pagan. She was killed, and then her body was left in situ, which means is left where she died, and they built a tomb over it. And the last time that that tomb was opened, which was in the 1500s, her remains were still incorrupt. And you can go to Rome to the Church of St. Cecilia in Trastevere, and you can pray at her tomb. She's also the patron saint of musicians, so we can pray for musicians today that they will use their talents to build up the human family, not tear it down, and to give glory to God. In sacred scripture as a whole, the image of the harvest is one which is used for the day of judgment, both in the Old Testament and in the New. And so it's no wonder then that in the book of Revelation we also have a harvesting, which is talking about judgment. And of course, the one who looked like a son of man is the second person of the Blessed Trinity incarnate, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And after just celebrating the solemnity of Christ the King, it is no wonder then that he has a crown upon his head. And so because he is our King and he has earned that kingship through his creation of us and his redemption of us. And he also carries a sickle, because he is the one who will come to judge the living and the dead. And he waves a sickle over the earth, and that is the time of judgment. Now, for most of us who are not agricultural types, it may seem a little strange. You know, what does this have to do with the day of judgment? Well, when you harvest, not everything is good. So, for example, when you cut down wheat, only a small part of that goes to make your bread. The grain, the stalks, the straw, well, it can be used to make bricks and, you know, other things. But in general, it's just thrown away. And even the grains themselves have to be threshed. They have to be beaten so that the shell will come off, because it's only the interior of the grain which is good to eat. And that is put into the silos, and then it is ground into flour, and then hence we get our bread. But the shells, the chaff, is thrown away, or it's burnt. And this image is, you know, if you're good, healthy, if you are dying God's grace, then you get to go to heaven. You are the good fruit of God's labor. You don't want to be the chaff. Let's just put that out of the right. What's important is to focus on being wheat, not chaff. And we also have, you know, the other image, which we find from any place from the Battle Hymn of the Republic to a novel by John Steinbeck, The Grapes of Wrath. These are the grapes that are harvested, and then they're put in a wine press. So these poor grapes, they don't just get to sit nice and pretty on the shelf. They are pressed. And it is from there that the juice comes, which is made into wine. And you might wonder why you have all the hardship that you have in your life. Well, guess what? That is the wine press. Or we might view the wine press as purgatory, where we are, where all that is impure is pressed out of us with the pressure of God's love. And all that is left is that wonderful juice that, if you let it ferment, turns into one of our favorite things. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.